So I'm forever thankful for having a following, and I almost got my kids tickets, but it was hard. But it was fun, and so I think perks are cool, but typically you get to see your passions come through. While I have your attention, if you haven't noticed the sessions we have today, we have some incredible, this morning is a lot of kids, a lot of emotion, a lot of great people you're going to hear from. Those of you who are interested in education, on July 31st and August 1st, these very same location is 140 EDU, it's our second year. And I'm very fortunate to have educators from around the country come forward to talk about the state of education now. And it's a conference which I'm underwriting, although we're happy to have sponsors, I'm underwriting currently. And we have very aggressive pricing. For vendors in the industry, it's 140 bucks. For a student, which is everyone else, is 14 bucks. But if you're an educator, if you teach, and I don't really qualify how you teach, it's $1.40. And I'm looking to have every CD up there. So, if you want any educators, please call us to drop by 140 EDU. We will be broadcasting that event live also. But I think it's really important because right now I think we're in a turning point of education. We all get together, we can make a difference. We know what should be done. We have a chance to do it. And I just welcome all of your voices to come to this event and to be part of this because I think it's a reform that has had to happen for a while. And I'm very fortunate to have a chance to at least contribute something to the conversation. So it's July 31st, August 1st, it's 140 EDU. And I hope to have some of you back here. So thank you. All right. Okay, John, you're winning. Okay, I'm going to fall behind. Next up, Mateo. When I first saw his proposal, I thought he was talking about pornography, but it turned out to be phonography. He'll explain. Come on, Mateo.
Good morning, everybody. And hello to all of you out there in the internet lands. My name is Mateo Williams. You may know me as MouseLink. Anybody here know me as MouseLink? Yes! Hooray! Good. I'll get you guys hyped up. I know it's early. First of all, please do not call me a maven, a guru, an expert, anything like that. Okay, I kind of shun all those terms. I really prefer superhuman. So if you could just see me, please go with that. I've been a teacher for 20 years. I teach adult education, and I teach what I would refer to as software-based creativity. The number one thing that you need to know about me this morning here is that apparently I'm lazy. And, you know, I've been interested in multimedia for years and years and years, but things like dongles and software and drives and mounting things and all of that always stood in the way of me ever really getting into multimedia. And for that reason, I think a lot of the time, that was a barrier for me as far as creating content. You know, I couldn't see the creativity in it. It was too stressful for me. It was too much work. So, something remarkable happened to me last year, and I really wasn't expecting it, and that was the fact that I joined Instagram. And, you know, Instagram has these great little filters that are built into it and whatnot. Started playing with those, started meeting some other people on there, and started getting a lot of feedback from just various shots that I was taking. And what I didn't realize is that was going to completely change my life. In the last 18 months, I've made 536 posts on Instagram. And this is more content than I had created probably in the last 10 years, working with Photoshop and Illustrator and that sort of thing. During that time, I've gotten 137 likes on my work on Instagram, and 17,000 comments. Wow. Now, I share these numbers with you, not as any kind of bragging rights, but to let you know that that interaction that I got with people is fuel for me to keep going. And that's what encouraged me to keep going. So it wasn't very long before I got completely addicted to Instagram, and I was spending a lot of time making Instagram posts and playing around with these filters and whatnot, I started to see that there were all of these other programs and apps out there that you could use to manipulate content that you created with your smartphone. As a result of this, I was invited to submit some of my work to these people at Premobile for a global art prize. There were 3,500 entries that were entered into that contest, and much to my surprise and joy, I was selected as one of 30 finalists for this global art prize. multimedia and social media and everything that we're doing, I think, is all about telling a story. And I think that if you want to have compelling content, whether it be Twitter or whatever that you're using, like Instagram, then it's all about the story. And images tell great stories. This is a very sad story. Tragic, I believe. Discovered this in my bathtub. One minute. Shots of Ithaca. Carachal's Cafe. One of my clients there. My lovely partner, Evian. So funny. Chris Crocker here. When Android joined Instagram, there was this revolt of all of the iPhone snobs. And this is kind of how I felt on that day. Just let them come, leave them alone. Two of my kids here. An HDR photograph here. And, you know, I think that even images like this tell an interesting story. In fact, in this particular image, I asked people on Instagram to write a caption for this particular story. And I got about 110 different comments here. Now, I think the interesting thing about this is, you know, we have this saying, the picture's worth 1,000 words. So I did the math, and I figured out that that means that one Instagram post is worth 32.258 tweets. Okay? And I put the math up in my presentation here. If any of you want to call me out on that and tell me that I'm wrong, you can go check this later. I've posted it on my Twitter stream this morning, at Mouseman. So I got 110 comments on this particular photo, and this was the one that I thought was kind of really stood out the most here. Dark sense of humor, definitely. So, you know, the thing is why do we need to have visual storytelling? The fact is, in the next 10 years, it's predicted that we're going to create 50 to 70 times the amount of data that we have today. And I think that that means there's all of this noise. You've got to cut through the noise. You've got to be noticed. How are you going to get your content noticed in a world like that? Take a look at these following screenshots and tell me which is the most scannable. Okay, here's a social media search on my iPhone using Twitter. Okay. This is Pinterest, and then finally Instagram. You see the difference there? Okay, still images cut through that noise. It's a very efficient medium. So I think we see this in Pinterest, Tumblr, and other areas like that are very much scannable, easily, you know, just you look through them. You don't have to even read. You know, why would we want to read 140 characters? I mean, come on. So this brought me all to the concept of phonography and the difference that that makes. It's rich content. It's created entirely with a smartphone, and I wanted to see what could be created just with a smartphone, no computer, no Photoshop, no video editing on the computer or anything like that. I think that phonography can encapsulate lots of different types of media. It's not necessarily just phonography. It could even include audio, screen captures, that sort of thing. But it needs to be created on a mobile device, and it needs to be shared, uploaded, produced. Everything needs to be mobile. That's kind of the challenge that I look at right here. So I like to call this phonography. You can check out this particular hashtag in your media, on Instagram. I think Instagram may have actually banned this particular hashtag because there was so much of it out there. Okay. And I'm just going to continue to press forward here because I'm low on time. As far as hashtags go, I just wanted to mention, have fun with your hashtags out there. This is a particular hashtag that we created on Instagram called Obligatory Self-Portrait in Bathroom Mirror with iPhone in hand, because everybody's got one of these. So check that particular one out. You know, everybody's got one of those right there. And also, another one that I'm a big fan of, hashtag overachiever. Sometimes I have to use this one myself, but lots of people kind of go a little bit crazy with the hashtags to get attention. You can call somebody out that way, or even admit it yourself. This is a particular hashtag for our dog that we, I guess, abused by dressing her up. That's Rasta, carrying the sniff right there. And then I just want to talk about apps for a minute. I'd love it if you came up and talked to me about apps. If you see me, let's have that discussion. I'd like to talk about a few of them. It's not intended to be exhaustive or platform-centric, although I'm an iPhone user, so I tend to think in those terms. Okay. So I'm just going to show you a few examples. Filtering, you know, we're familiar with the idea that, filtering is available on Instagram, but what I'd like you guys to think about is not doing it that way. Camera Plus is probably my number one go-to app. If you're going to get anything to do photography with, I really suggest Camera Plus. It has its own light box. You can run all kinds of filters and adjust the quality of those filters. Just going to give you a few examples here of just some of the things that you can do with Camera Plus. Peas in my kitchen. My daughter's hands. Tilt shift generator is another one. You know, these little flat lenses on our iPhones, they don't provide a lot of depth of field. And tilt shift generator allows you to adjust that focus. So you can adjust that manually, you can adjust vignette, you can determine what you want to bring out, what you want, where you want the focus to be, what details you want to call attention to. 140, this is a tweet stock up in any of my Canadian friends here tonight. All right, that was our tweet stock event up there. Coors Field Endeavor, Monster Ball Pit. Park in Ithaca, downtown Ithaca. Looks like Mr. Rogers' neighborhood, doesn't it? It really blew out the colors on that. Yeah, that's a real scene. It looks to me like a miniature. It's one of the fun things you can do with tilt shift. Vignette is going to allow you to darken the corner of your images. Tilt shift generator will do that for you. That way you can bring out the focus of the center of the image. HDR that I found a car up in Seneca Falls. Found this on my bathroom floor one day. Olajika Christmas time. Up in Ithaca again, another kind of miniaturized effect there. That's Cayuga Lake. Just going to continue to move through these quickly. All right. HDR, one of the things, a lot of people are using HDR, stands for high dynamic range. Okay, one of the things you want to watch out, I put this in here as an example of what not to do, okay? You don't want to get halos. People say that look like a serial killer in this particular image. Another better example of HDR. Love this guy. Found this guy as I was biking near my house one day. Find me on Instagram. Find me on Twitter. And I'd love to hear from you and talk to you more about this kind of content. You want to tell your story. That's what's going to cut through the noise. That's how I do it. And that's how you're going to engage with people. So thank you very much for having me here today. Really appreciate it.
The host, I'm the co-host. She's the host of 140, a small town, Becky McCray, too.